Hey, real fast, before we get into the episode, I want to let you know about a couple of things that I have going on. Right now, if you want to take over an orphan from SafeLeagues.com, where Scott Fish will end up being your commissioner, cannot recommend him highly enough. But if you sign up to take over an orphan, use promo code PANIC, P-A-N-I-C. That'll get me a little bit of a kickback, and it'll get you a little bit of a kickback in the future as well. So go ahead, if you want to get a great league, great orphan with a great commissioner, SafeLeagues.com, use promo code PANIC. Also want to let you know about something that I do every year. I sent a tweet out, it's currently my pinned tweet, where I go over my projected values for 2021. It's part of my process. I really went in detail of each tier. I give you a full ranking of all the players. Plus, I go through each tier and I explain why I think this might happen. This is really kind of the cornerstone of my dynasty process this time of year, trying to project that so that I can make trades based on that. All right, thanks for listening. Let's get into the episode on the New York Giants wide receivers. Panic on the streets of London. All right, welcome back to Dynasty Panic Room. We get to do the first off-season edition of this series. I am John Bosch, at John Bosch FF on Twitter. This week, I am going to talk about the New York Giants wide receivers that I wanted to go ahead and target. I put a poll out on Twitter because I was very curious where people would rank these guys. Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton, most notably. I'm a little bit interested in Golden Tate, but I think he's going to be so cheap that I can just acquire him in season if I really need to. So I did not include him in today's episode. I'm a buyer of all the New York Giants catching weapons. Give me Slayton, give me Shepard, give me Tate, give me Ingram. I think they're all low right now. But Shepard and Slayton came in very close on the calculator, so I basically want to compare those two the most. So the polls that I put out on Twitter were each player. Based on the calculator values, I wanted to find out where Twitter seemed to think these guys should go. So, calculator value, Sterling Shepard, 6.9. He is 27 years old. Nope. Darius Slayton, 23-year-old, comes in at 6.4. The picks have 2.06 at 6.1 and the 2.05 at 7.1. So, right in between that range seems to be the sweet spot for these guys. You know, so we're talking about maybe trying to acquire for a mid-second. I went ahead with the 206 to run the polls, and then I also did Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton against each other. I think Darius Slayton is worth more. I thought he was going to be harder to get, and I'll discuss the results of it at the end. So on Twitter, Darius Slayton smashed Sterling Shepard 70%, 30%. So Darius Slayton clearly the favorite on Twitter. The value didn't quite match up in the calculator. I have a feeling that value will probably adjust between now and when the season starts, if not even sooner. Versus the pick, Sterling Shepard versus the 206, the 2020 rookie 206. The 206 came in at 55%, Sterling Shepard 45%. So that people want the pick, they'll take a mid-second over Sterling Shepard based on Twitter. That's about fair value, according to the calculator. Darius Slayton, a whole different story. He came in and smashed the rookie 2.06 at 73% going his way. When I put all three in a poll together, because I wanted people to be able to weigh each of the aspects as well, Darius Slayton smashed that poll too. He came in getting about 60% of the vote. The other two options, Sterling Shepard or the rookie 2.06, basically got about 20% each. So clearly Darius Slayton was the go-to winner in this little exercise. I still wanted to send out real trade offers to find out if the trade market matches up with the calculator and matches up with Twitter. That's the whole point of doing this exercise. I did not get any Darius Slayton. So I basically what I offered for every league that I'm in where I could, I offered the same deal for Slayton and the same deal for Shepard. I have a decent amount of Shepard, and I'm not interested in selling him at this same price, so I did not send any sell offers. I only have a very limited amount of Darius Slayton, and I wasn't ready to get rid of him in the places that I have him. I'll talk more a little bit about what it would take for me to get rid of him. So I sent out all the offers ranged between the 205 and the 210, if I had something like that. If I didn't have a 2020 second in that range, then I offered a 2021 second, which is random. I think most people will go ahead and just assume that it's, you know, a mid 2021 second, you know, hopefully that'll get the job done. I sent out 15 trades, you know, across the board, including both players. So like I said, none of them were accepted for Slayton. I did, however, get to acquire some Sterling Shepard. So I think he is the one that is gettable right now for the actual price that's kind of listed in the calculator. One offer that I sent was the 207 for Sterling Shepard and the 309. I actually thought this was a fairly big ask. Getting back a third that's in the same, you know, ballpark range. It's a late mid. You know, I'll take that. It did get countered. Basically, the person just wanted me to throw in Hakeem Butler. You know, that was probably going to be my cut player anyways. So that was an easy, easy accept. So I ended up giving the 207 and Hakeem Butler for Sterling Shepard and the 309. Give me Sterling Shepard in that trade all day. As much as I still have a little bit of hope that Hakeem Butler can be a thing, I mean, he was nothing in his rookie year. He has zero value, so he was literally just a throw-in in that trade. Another one that was accepted, I sent out $100 auction money. This is a bankroll league, so it's a little tough to know exactly how much that money is worth. In my mind, what I was sending is an amount of money that might get the guy at like the 211, 212 spot. It didn't get accepted. It got countered for 115. I immediately accepted that. Maybe that bumps it up to the guy that goes in like the 209 spot. Bankroll leagues are a different animal. It's always a gamble. You'd never really know what the value of money is. And that $115 might not even be used to get a player specifically for that amount. So there's always an advantage to having money there because you can, you know, compound it and maybe it gets you another tier up in the first round. It's just, it's auction. So you kind of have to take that a little bit differently, but still for the process, I was targeting the end of the second price. And I think I ended up paying what equals maybe an early late pick, you know, like the 209 to somewhere or late mid, however you're looking at the 209. Still feel good about that deal also. Another one that got accepted, the final one that got accepted was the I sent a 2021 second for Shepard straight up. It did not get accepted. It got countered. They asked me to throw in a third. I immediately accepted that. I'm never going to let a third get in the way of me holding up a deal. But I will do the same thing that this person did to me. If somebody comes to me and asks for a guy, and that's a guy that I'm probably willing to give up for, say, a future second, I'm going to ask for that third on top. I love this strategy. Riley does it all the time. Always try and get an extra third or an extra fourth. It's perfect when you have this then happen to you and somebody says, well, your initial offer is okay, but throw in an extra third. And then you can just do it right off the top. It's super easy. That's the biggest reason to try and acquire them. I've got one other deal that I've been going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I think it is finally going to come to fruition. It's been a decent amount of negotiations, but I think I'm going to end up getting the guy that I want. I'm going to hopefully get Sterling Shepard. This is in a really, really limited roster, a 16-man dynasty roster. So the roster spots alone are really, really of high value. The pick that I'm going to be sending, hopefully, as long as it's accepted, I asked for a fourth back. I probably don't even need the fourth back, but I offered my 2020 second. He offered it, came back. He came back wanting like the 2020, a third on top of it. So it ended up being like the 209 and like the 309. I just sent an offer back to him saying, throw in your 2020 fourth, which is like an early fourth. So I'll give you my third. You give me your fourth. I think this deal is going to get done. Even if it doesn't, I think it's a pretty good example of just how close that range is on Sterling Shepard. So Sterling Shepard, definitely the one that you can go out and buy right now. Darius Slayton, I had no success, which I understand. The Darius Slayton that I have, I would not get rid of him right now for anything less than a 2021st. If you send me the 112, I'm probably going to take the pick. You send me the 202, probably not going to take the 202. unless it's a scenario where Slayton's not going to be my starting wide receiver anyways. You know, if he's not, or a starter, not just a wide receiver, he could be a flex play for me even, and that would be fine. But if he's not going to be a starter, maybe I'll take the 202. But even then, I probably will keep Slayton. I might ask, in that case, say, give me a third, and then I'll take him. And then I'll take the picks. I'll take a 202 and a third for Slayton. But I'm willing to bet on him, seeing as he's younger than Shepard. I think he can be the wide receiver one on the Giants offense again this year. And I think that locks his value in at a first round pick. You know, I don't think he goes down for at least a year or two. He will be right there in that range. Now, this is all, of course, contingent on the Giants not investing in wide receiver in the draft. There's been some mocks where they've shown the Giants taking a wide receiver early. If that happens, all of these players get ticked down a little bit. I don't think it's going to happen, though, because the Giants don't really need to invest that highly in a wide receiver. With these three receivers, plus Evan Ingram, plus Saquon Barkley, they've got plenty of guys who can catch the ball. I'm sure they'll bring in some wide receivers through the draft, but as long as it's not that first round pick, then I'll feel a lot better. If it's the second round pick, it's going to be a little bit tenuous for me. Anything after that, I'm not worried about at all. And even with the second round pick, I think these guys have a role that's pretty solidified. If anybody becomes a concern that's out, I think it's Golden Tate. I don't think Shepard, I don't think Slayton are the ones that are going to be out. So I feel really good about buying them right now. Golden Tate, I'll wait till in season. I want to know a little bit more. His price is never going to go up. He's not really of that great of use to whatever team he's on. So at any point, if I need a receiver and he is still putting up some stats for the Giants, he's probably an in-season wide receiver that I'll look to acquire. You know, if I can toss off a 2021 third in season to add him to my roster, if I need a wide receiver for a few weeks to, you know, replace an injury, something like that, say I have a string of buys where I just need a guy and the guy that I was expecting to be my sometimes fill-in isn't panning out, Golden Tate's probably my target at that point. But right now I'm not going after him because I think if they do draft him, he's the odd man out, so it's a little bit of a hedge. The other two guys I feel really, really safe about. So going forward, I do hope to bring you some more episodes like this. We will have obviously some lines of demarcation throughout the offseason where values change. You know, the combine happens. People start seeing rookies and that makes them project where these rookies are going to land. And then the veterans on that team might take a slight downturn. Or people see a rookie and they love that rookie and that value guy goes up. And that drives the value of picks up. I hope to do an episode about picks and what I do with those. You know, then we'll have free agency. That happens too. That always is a nice little value adjustment. We got the draft coming. So many things that will cause value changes. And that's where I try to capitalize. Anytime a guy's value changes, I want to know if it's something I agree with, then I will, you know, just hold the player. If it's something I disagree with, depending on which way the value changes, is how I'm going to react. So if you are looking for a wide receiver in this range, you know, Sterling Shepard seems to be pretty easily obtainable right now. Darius Slayton, not so much. So if you're following any of this and going out shopping for any of those guys, good luck to you. Thank you.